got out of bed. With difficulty. It wasn't that easy moving without a butt. Zack walked across the room to the window, leaned out, and peered into the night. He saw his butt standing on the tips of its toes at the end of the driveway, as if sniffing the air. It was looking up and down the street. There was still time to catch it, but he'd have to be quick. Zack climbed out of the window and tiptoed down the driveway. In the distance, he could see the dark shadow of his butt disappearing over the top of the hill. He pulled the cord of his pajama pants as tight as possible and ran after it. By the time Zack got to the top of the hill, his butt was already halfway down the other side, heading toward the local football stadium. And it wasn't the only one, either. There were butts everywhere, pouring into the stadium from all directions. It was an amazing sight. Zack crept quietly down the hill in the darkness and crossed the road to the wooden fence surrounding the stadium. A large group of butts was approaching him from the left. Big butts, and they looked mean. Zack looked around for somewhere to hide. To his right, there was a small wooden hot dog stand. He dived over the counter. The group of butts passed by him, muttering excitedly. Zack couldn't understand what they were saying, but he could smell it all right. He didn't dare to poke his head up for at least 5 minutes after they had passed. When he finally did look out, he was shocked. In front of him was a sea of butts. Butts filled